Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow starts now.
Well, here we are. And good morning. It's Wednesday, August 17th. Welcome to Wisconsin's Coffee Break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers will be along here in a bit. Brewers win in 11 innings, a walk-off two-run single by Victor Caratini, giving them a win over the Dodgers. Coming up in a few minutes, candidate for Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez at 9:15, State Assembly Rep Christina Shelton of Green Bay at 10:15, candidate for State Senate Jessica Katzenmeier. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly will join us for her weekly visit as well. First off, though, time for something I like to call a little Wiscommon sense. We already know that our nation's crisis goes deeper than seeking justice against one man, Donald Trump. Whatever happens with him, he's already poisoned the well. And the people who are still buying into his lies and excusing his conduct are going to be as difficult to contain as something that's in the water supply. But if we don't take this matter seriously, we are all in trouble. Fortunately, the voters of Wyoming represent the water in a small well, way off to our west. But it's clear something bad is spreading. Liz Cheney is a rock-ribbed conservative. Her political positions are polar opposites to many progressives and some independents. But she also knows we can't debate those positions as Americans if American democracy is poisoned, weakened, even destroyed and replaced with some form of authoritarianism. She'd love to lead, but she refuses to win and lead by cheating or by accommodating cheaters. I'd rather thought the good men and women of Wyoming understood that. Better to trust the fellow conservative who is your neighbor than the New York City millionaire who has provided nothing but lies and conspiracies. But Liz Cheney didn't even get 30% of the Republican vote in Tuesday's primary, losing to someone who's kissing Trump's rear end now, but was among the many, many Republicans warning in 2016 that Donald Trump was, in her own words, racist and xenophobic. But like so many, from Scott Walker to Lindsey Graham to far too many others in Wisconsin and America, the lure of power or something uglier is trumping an allegiance to American values about fair elections and respect for the law. A little closer to home, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is one of those who tried to have it both ways, using Trump's allure when it helped him politically, but other times trying to stand apart and be his own man. You can't do that with Trump. Be your own man. Be your own woman. You sell out when you sign up. There's no middle ground. Voss learned that the hard way, barely surviving a primary. Now he has to work to support Trump's two standard bearers in Wisconsin. Senator Ron Johnson, a purveyor of Russian disinformation and potential accomplice to Trump's attempt at a coup, and Connecticut businessman Tim Michaels, who's trying to buy the Wisconsin governorship by appealing to the same dark traits used by Trump: lies, division, machismo, racism, xenophobia, misogyny, class warfare, arrogance, and bluster. Now, only 30% of Wyoming Republican voters saw through the BS and voted to keep America that shining city on a hill where we can disagree, but disagree after elections that are free and democracy that's free of violence. Wisconsin voters, the bar doesn't seem that high, 30%, but I'm confident you can clear it in November and show the country this is what democracy looks like. As for Liz Cheney, she's not going to go away. And she can still look at herself in the mirror. Here's what she had to say last night after losing her primary challenge.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
There should have been more applause than that in Wyoming. It should have been statewide, and it should have been from border to border. And it's not that people aren't concerned. They very much are. New polling from Wisconsin came out yesterday by Public Policy Polling showing that a majority of voters understand the problem is not only Donald Trump, but with members of the Republican Party who are loyalists to Trump. And a majority think that Trump and his team who took part in the insurrection on January 6th should be criminally prosecuted. And that includes a majority of independent voters. People are concerned about Ron Johnson's actions on January 6th, where he very nearly delivered fraudulent electoral vote ballots to the vice president. People are concerned that Trump continued to push the lie even after he had been told, even after he knew that he lost the election. Former Wisconsin Republican Congressman Reid Ribble was part of the news conference on Tuesday with the new poll numbers that were revealed. And he made clear there at that news conference what he thought about Trump. He said, quote, in May of 2020, he began to talk about how he felt the election was going to be rigged. Clearly, he was seeing poll results that he was in trouble. So he began to talk about fraudulent ballots and the election being rigged. Trump knew if you kept pounding this, there would be a construct of voters that if he lost would say, yeah, the election had to be rigged. He has fooled enough of the people enough of the time. We'll have more to say about this throughout the morning, but coming up next, we get back to the gubernatorial election in Wisconsin with candidate for Lieutenant Governor, State Assembly Rep. Sarah Rodriguez. This is Up North News.